from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now the pitch, he lines it up the right field line, fair, and it's going to rattle around in the corner. That means Witt will get to third base. Bobby Witt triples into the right field corner.
And Bobby Witt Jr. comes to the plate to a rousing ovation, and deservedly so. Bobby's 2-for-2 tonight with a triple and a double. He's got three consecutive three-hit games, and now he's got a chance for a fourth. Castro delivers. Slider drilled. High in the air. Deep left center field. Way out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. continues his surge. A three-run homer. He is unstoppable. His 18th home run of the season gives him his fourth consecutive three-hit game. This is utterly spectacular and ridiculous.
Bobby Witt Jr., that audio courtesy of 610 Sports Radio. You can hear all your Royals audio games, pre-fights, post-fights. Bobby Witt Jr., Cycle Watch on 610 Sports Radio. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Gentlemen, I'll lean into it. Your MVP of the 2024 season is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, there's no reason not to be Bobby Witt Jr., right? I mean, the guy is putting up numbers that are absolutely insane, and he's putting up incredible numbers at Kauffman Stadium, too, where we know it's impossible to hit, is what we've been told over the years.
Sure.
Right? It's very hard to hit at Kauffman Stadium. I think Bally's ran a stat last night that Bobby Witt's hitting like 410 or something like that at home at Kauffman Stadium, right around there, and that's the highest home batting average since like George Brett hit like 370 back in whenever he hit 370 at home at Kauffman Stadium. That's 40 points higher than the greatest baseball player in franchise history and one of maybe the top 5 or 10 baseball players of all time in George Brett. And Bobby Witt is now blowing his numbers out of the water. That should put you in the kind of perspective of where we are with this guy right now. He's just not doing nice things for Kansas City. He's doing amazing things across Major League Baseball, both currently and historically around Major League Baseball. And we know, Dusty, how much Major League Baseball loves to hold on to the past. I mean, with all these stats and everything. Mm-hmm. So it is relevant to bring that up, that Bobby Witt is doing stuff that we've never seen here in Kansas City before. He also has, if I'm not mistaken, like, I don't know, like a 30-hit lead on Aaron Judge, a 30-point lead in batting average over Aaron Judge, and he has gone, 10 of 12 since the All-Star break with 7 extra base hits and five, you know, runs driven in and seven runs scored. Like, we're looking at a guy that is putting up astronomical numbers right now, and that is starting to take over the narrative in Major League Baseball. And when the Royals get into the postseason, Bobby Witt Jr. will be the number one reason why they got into the postseason. And quite honestly, doing what he's doing in Kansas City is a lot more difficult than doing what Aaron Judge is doing in New York, because you got Juan Soto in the lineup behind you in New York. You've got all the money in the world in New York to put this thing together, and Bobby Witt Jr. is doing it in Kansas City, where a lot of people don't want to give any credit to what's going on in Major League Baseball.
And to piggyback on your Bobby Witt, he's 12 for 15, five extra base hits, six RBI, and seven runs scored. Bobby Witt Jr. leads the league in games played, 101. Hadn't missed a game.
Right.
So he's everyday player at shortstop. He's leading the league. When I say league, he's leading baseball.
Right.
Major League Baseball. 82 runs scored. Leads Major League Baseball in hits, 137. He's got 27 doubles. He's four shy of his all-time record at 31 that he did back in 2022. He's got 10 home runs. His career high in home run, or I'm sorry, he's got 10 triples. His career high in triples is 11. He's going to shatter that.
Right.
He's got 18 home runs. Career high is 30, but he's probably going to hit anywhere from 25 to 27 home runs. 69 RBIs. Career high is 96. He's going to break that. 22 stolen bases. So he's going to have another potential 30-30 year.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but he's definitely going to have 30 doubles. He could have 30 home runs. He could have 100 RBI, and he could have anywhere from 15 to 16 triples. He's all around, and he's going to have over 30 stolen bases. Where I don't like that Aaron Judge gets it, and the thing that I thought is Aaron Judge has played in 100 games. Mm-hmm. So he's not missed many. The only one he did miss was against the Royals when they came to town.
When they came to town, he missed that one game.
He set that first game. But Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. are two different types of players. And Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the reason that Aaron Judge does not win the Triple Crown, because he's going to hit a better average.
He's hitting 30 points higher than Aaron Judge right now. That is a very big deficit to make up with 60 games to go.
Now, Aaron Judge leads the league in home runs and RBI.
Okay, great.
That's 35-89.
Right.
Do we take into account that the ballpark matters? Does he still probably have 30 home runs if he plays somewhere else?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
And his slash line, he leads the entire league in OBP, slug, and OPS. But the OBP that Bobby Witt Jr. has is not that far behind. The slug is not that far behind. And the OPS, Bobby's at 979. Aaron Judge is at 111.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the significant difference is that, where do you value more? Aaron Judge playing in a small sandbox in New York with amazing talent around him, or Bobby Witt Jr., where people could say, well, he's got Salvador Perez. Salvador Perez hasn't hit behind Bobby Witt Jr. all year except for one series.
Right.
I'm not saying that's a shot at Vinny Pasquantino.
No, not at all.
But Vinny Pasquantino ain't no Juan Soto.
But Vinny also has to take a pitch last night, too, when they're chanting Bobby, Bobby, Bobby for the curtain call. Vinny needs to step out the box, you know, fix his gloves, take a pitch or something like that to let Bobby get that curtain call last night instead of popping that pitch up on the first one. Come on, Vinny, take a step out. Let Bobby get the curtain call, for God's sakes. But I think Bobby Witt Jr. is clearly, for me, the MVP of Major League Baseball. Who is the most valuable player to your team that is helping your team win games and get into the postseason? And are the Yankees a playoff team without Aaron Judge? I could make the case either way.
Yeah.
The Royals are not a playoff team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not a winning team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not this organization without Bobby Witt Jr. right now. So you have to look at that and look at it and really break down the title MVP, most valuable player, the most valuable player to the team that is playing the best. Yankees aren't playing great baseball right now. Okay. They lost a lot of games over a 2-week stretch, right? They lost 13 of 16 or something like that. They're not in first place. Not that the Royals are, but the Royals' expectation versus the Yankees' expectation, what Bobby Witt is doing versus what Aaron Judge is doing. To me, the case is becoming clearer and clearer by the day that Bobby Witt truly is the most valuable player in baseball. And then you factor in the stolen bases, something that Aaron Judge doesn't do. Aaron Judge turns triples into singles, where Bobby Witt turns singles into triples. I mean, when he hit that one into the corner last night, Ryan on TV says, let's see how far he can run. And you knew right away that was going to be a triple. There was no way Bobby Witt was going to stop at second base. Nobody runs the bases better than Bobby Witt. Nobody's more clutch than Bobby Witt. If you got a moment right now in Major League Baseball and you've got a guy on third in Game 7 of the World Series with two outs, who do you want coming to the plate in all of Major League Baseball? Are you giving me any other answer other than Bobby Witt?
No.
No, you're not. You're just not. Everybody in baseball would say, if I need one hit to win a game in the World Series, I want Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate. The man is hitting 340. He's hitting 410 at home. He puts the ball in play almost every time he's up there. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't waste at bats. You need one hit in this game. Who are you going to? The answer's Bobby Witt, and he keeps it simple.
I'm really just trying to keep it as simple as possible, just trying to see ball, hit ball. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but it's working, so I'm just going to keep doing that and just keep trying to get on the base pass, score some runs so we can win some ball games.
I mean, that's the advice I gave Nick Prado a few years ago, and it worked for him for a while. Matheny didn't like it, but it worked for a while for Nick Prado, and it's good to see Bobby Witt Jr. taking my advice. See ball, hit ball, and that's exactly what he's doing. And that ball must look like the size of, I don't know what, like the moon. People always say the beach ball, you know, but I think it looks bigger than a beach ball.
The size of the moon currently right outside. Ooh. That you can still see. Not only that, but if baseball really wants to lean in on marketing itself in a way that they can that they haven't done in 20 years, 30 years,
yeah, this
lean
is the
into
guy.
This guy.
Lean
Why?
Into this guy.
Because this guy, he actually becomes one of us.
Right.
It was actually kind of funny. Some guy in the front row said, hit for the cycle or something, my first at bat. I think him right there. And then I was like, after the first three at bats, I'm like, dang, this dude needs to come to every game. But yeah, it's still pretty cool.
All right, dude that called the cycle, you need to come back every single game.
He didn't call it because I choked at the end, but whatever.
I don't know that we would call it choked.
There you go, Joel. Yeah. Let him know they didn't choke. You got hit by a pitch because they couldn't get you out. And then your adrenaline's probably through the roof.
Yeah.
And that final at bat you get in the bottom of the eighth. But look, man, I get it. Aaron Judge is one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. I'm not saying
he's
that he's
not.
He's
a phenomenal baseball player.
But it's about wins above replacement. It's about who you are for your team. And when you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. does, he literally does everything. Yep. Defense, speed, average, power, and he plays every freaking game.
And he plays shortstop, and he plays the most important position, and he's doing it all. There's not a hole in Bobby's swing. There's not a hole in Bobby's game. There's nothing right now that you can look at in a negative light and say, I don't want Bobby Witt up in that situation, except the guy from the 816. I'll take Ohtani. Thanks, coach. Appreciate your support. Right,
and he's
there.
In the National League.
Right, exactly. But so, either way, in all of baseball, I said, you want to take Ohtani? Fine. Take Shohei Ohtani.
No doubt.
I'll take my chances with Bobby Witt. Shohei Ohtani may hit one out of Dodger Stadium, but you know that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit in that situation. Imagine him up there with Gordo on third, right? Imagine him up there with Gordo on third. I know Salvi was up there. Salvi's a much better baseball player today than he was then.
Right.
But imagine him up there with Gordo on third. The Royals probably win, or they probably tie that game, right? They probably knock Alex Gordon in. We got a tie ball game, and we're looking at something wild and crazy potentially happening in 2014. Now, 15 may not happen, but they may win that thing in 14 if Bobby Witt Jr.'s on that team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, Jersh just definitely doesn't have to send him. He just gives him the head nod.
Yeah.
Like when you see your buddy in the store, like, what's up?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But see, that's the other thing. What if Bobby Witt
Don't
hit that ball that Gordon hit and busted it out of the box where Gordon didn't? That's an inside the park home run. I'm telling you what.
I don't know if we're going to bring Bob back down to earth today.
I'll tell you what. That's an inside the park home run.
I mean, if Vesky can do it, Salvador Perez can do it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Man,
that's
I
right.
love this.
This is fun. This is what it's all about. I've told people all along, man, there's nothing better for a town than winning baseball. There's nothing better than winning baseball and having a superstar, and there's nothing better than winning baseball, having a superstar, and being woken up by the D-bags last night for the rest of baseball to watch. And you know who's liking this right now as much as anybody? Patrick Mahomes is sitting there with a smile on his face.
Why do you think you really brought a TV to camp?
Yeah.
You think you brought it to play the game?
No. He wanted to watch Bobby Witt Jr.
That's right. He's watching
Bobby Witt Jr.
I'm telling you what, man. 16,275 attendance last night. I bet that number is 20,000 tonight because they want to see round two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now the pitch. He lines it up the right field line. Fair. And it's going to rattle around in the corner. That means Witt will get to third base. Bobby Witt triples into the right field corner.
And Bobby Witt Jr. comes to the plate to a rousing ovation, and deservedly so. Bobby's 2-for-2 tonight with a triple and a double. He's got three consecutive three-hit games, and now he's got a chance for a fourth. Castro delivers. Slider drilled. High in the air. Deep left center field. Way! A three-run homer! He is unstoppable! His 18th home run of the season gives him his fourth consecutive three-hit game. This is utterly spectacular and ridiculous.
Bobby Witt Jr., that audio courtesy of 610 Sports Radio. You can hear all your Royals audio games, pre-fights, post-fights. Bobby Witt Jr., Cycle Watch on 610 Sports Radio. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Gentlemen, I'll lean into it. Your MVP of the 2024 season is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, there's no reason not to be Bobby Witt Jr., right? I mean, the guy is putting up numbers that are absolutely insane, and he's putting up incredible numbers at Kauffman Stadium, too, where we know it's impossible to hit, is what we've been told over the years,
sure.
Right? It's very hard to hit at Kauffman Stadium. I think Bally's ran a stat last night that Bobby Witt's hitting like 410 or something like that at home at Kauffman Stadium, right around there, and that's the highest home batting average since, like, George Brett hit like 370 back in whenever he hit 370 at home at Kauffman Stadium. That's 40 points higher than the greatest baseball player in franchise history and one of maybe the top 5 or 10 baseball players of all time in George Brett. And Bobby Witt is now blowing his numbers out of the water. That should put you in the kind of perspective of where we are with this guy right now. He's just not doing nice things for Kansas City. He's doing amazing things across Major League Baseball, both currently and historically around Major League Baseball. And we know, Dusty, how much Major League Baseball loves to hold on to the past. I mean, with all these stats and everything. Mm-hmm. So it is relevant to bring that up, that Bobby Witt is doing stuff that we've never seen here in Kansas City before. He also has, if I'm not mistaken, like, I don't know, like a 30-hit lead on Aaron Judge, a 30-point lead in batting average over Aaron Judge, and he has gone, 10 of 12 since the All-Star break with 7 extra base hits and 5 five, you know, runs driven in and seven runs scored. Like, we're looking at a guy that is putting up astronomical numbers right now, and that is starting to take over the narrative in Major League Baseball. And when the Royals get into the postseason, Bobby Witt Jr. will be the number one reason why they got into the postseason. And quite honestly, doing what he's doing in Kansas City is a lot more difficult than doing what Aaron Judge is doing in New York, because you got Juan Soto in the lineup behind you in New York. You've got all the money in the world in New York to put this thing together. And Bobby Witt Jr. is doing it in Kansas City, where a lot of people don't want to give any credit to what's going on in Major League Baseball.
And to piggyback on your Bobby Witt, he's 12 for 15. Five extra base hits, six RBI, and seven runs scored. Bobby Witt Jr. leads the league in games played, 101. Yeah. Hadn't missed a game.
Right.
Right? So he's everyday player at shortstop. He's leading the league. When I say league, he's leading baseball.
Right.
Major League Baseball. 82 runs scored. Leads Major League Baseball in hits, 137. He's got 27 doubles. He's four shy of his all-time record at 31 that he did back in 2022. He's got 10 home runs. His career high in home run, or I'm sorry, he's got 10 triples. His career high in triples is 11.
11,
he's going to shatter that.
Right.
He's got 18 home runs. Career high is 30, but he's probably going to hit anywhere from 25 to 27 home runs. 69 RBIs. Career high is 96. He's going to break that. 22 stolen bases. So he's going to have another potential 30-30 year.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but he's definitely going to have 30 doubles. He could have 30 home runs. He could have 100 RBI, and he could have anywhere from 15 to 16 triples. He's all around, and he's going to have over 30 stolen bases. Where I don't like that Aaron Judge gets it, and the thing that I thought is Aaron Judge has played in 100 games. So he's not missed many. The only one he did miss was against the Royals when they came to town.
When they came to town, he missed that one game.
He set that first game. But Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. are two different types of players. And Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the reason that Aaron Judge does not win the Triple Crown, because he's going to hit a better average.
He's hitting 30 points higher than Aaron Judge right now. That is a very big deficit to make up with 60 games to go.
Now, Aaron Judge leads the league in home runs and RBI.
Okay, great.
That's 35-89.
Right.
Do we take into account that the ballpark matters? Does he still probably have 30 home runs if he plays somewhere else?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
And his slash line, he leads the entire league in OBP, slug, and OPS. But the OBP that Bobby Witt Jr. has is not that far behind. The slug is not that far behind. And the OPS, Bobby's at 979. Aaron Judge's at 111. Right? So the significant difference is that, where do you value more? Aaron Judge playing in a small sandbox in New York with amazing talent around him, or Bobby Witt Jr., where people could say, well, he's got Salvador Perez. Salvador Perez hasn't hit behind Bobby Witt Jr. all year except for one series.
Right.
I'm not saying that's a shot at Vinny Pasquantino.
No, not at all.
But Vinny Pasquantino ain't no Juan Soto.
But Vinny also has to take a pitch last night, too, when they're chanting Bobby, Bobby, Bobby for the curtain call. Vinny needs to step out the box, fix his gloves, take a pitch or something like that to let Bobby get that curtain call last night instead of popping that pitch up on the first one. Come on, Vinny, take a step out. Let Bobby get the curtain call, for God's sakes. But I think Bobby Witt Jr. is clearly, for me, the MVP of Major League Baseball. Who is the most valuable player to your team that is helping your team win games and get into the postseason? And are the Yankees a playoff team without Aaron Judge? I could make the case either way.
Yeah.
The Royals are not a playoff team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not a winning team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not this organization without Bobby Witt Jr. right now. So you have to look at that and look at it and really break down the title MVP, most valuable player, the most valuable player to the team that is playing the best. Yankees aren't playing great baseball right now. Okay. They lost a lot of games over a 2 week stretch, right? They lost 13 of 16 or something like that. They're not in first place. Not that the Royals are, but the Royals' expectation versus the Yankees' expectation, what Bobby Witt is doing versus what Aaron Judge is doing. To me, the case is becoming clearer and clearer by the day that Bobby Witt truly is the most valuable player in baseball. And then you factor in the stolen bases, something that Aaron Judge doesn't do. Aaron Judge turns triples into singles, where Bobby Witt turns singles into triples. I mean, when he hit that one into the corner last night, Ryan on TV says, let's see how far he can run. And you knew right away that was going to be a triple. There was no way Bobby Witt was going to stop at second base. Nobody runs the bases better than Bobby Witt. Nobody's more clutch than Bobby Witt. If you got a moment right now in Major League Baseball and you've got a guy on third in Game 7 of the World Series with two outs, who do you want coming to the plate in all of Major League Baseball? Are you giving me any other answer other than Bobby Witt?
No.
No, you're not. You're just not. Everybody in baseball would say, if I need one hit to win a game in the World Series, I want Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate. The man is hitting 340. He's hitting 410 at home. He puts the ball in play almost every time he's up there. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't waste at bats. You need one hit in this game. Who are you going to? The answer is Bobby Witt, and he keeps it simple.
I'm really just trying to keep it as simple as possible, just trying to see ball, hit ball. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but it's working, so I'm just going to keep doing that and just keep trying to get on the base pass, score some runs so we can win some ball games.
I mean, that's the advice I gave Nick Prado a few years ago, and it worked for him for a while. Matheny didn't like it, but it worked for a while for Nick Prado, and it's good to see Bobby Witt Jr. taking my advice. See ball, hit ball, and that's exactly what he's doing. And that ball must look like the size of, I don't know what, like people always say the beach ball, you know, but I think it looks bigger than a beach ball.
The size of the moon currently right outside. Ooh. That you can still see. Not only that, but if baseball really wants to lean in on marketing itself in a way that they can, that they haven't done in 20 years, 30 years,
yeah, this
lean
is the
into
guy.
This guy.
Lean
Why?
Into this guy.
Because this guy, he actually becomes one of us.
Right.
It was actually kind of funny. This some guy in the front row said, hit for the cycle or something, my first at-bat. I think him right there. And then I was like, after the first three at-bats, I'm like, dang, this dude needs to come to every game. But, yeah, it's still pretty cool.
All right, dude that called the cycle, you need to come back every single game.
He didn't call it because I choked at the end, but whatever.
I don't know that we would call it choked.
There you go, Joel. Yeah. Let him know they didn't choke. You got hit by a pitch because they couldn't get you out. And then your adrenaline's probably through the roof.
Yeah.
And that final at bat, you get in the bottom of the eighth. But look, man, I get it. Aaron Judge is one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. I'm not saying
he's
that he's not.
A phenomenal baseball player.
But it's about wins above replacement. It's about who you are for your team. And when you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. does, he literally does everything. Yep. Defense, speed, average, power, and he plays every freaking game.
And he plays shortstop, and he plays the most important position, and he's doing it all. There's not a hole in Bobby's swing. There's not a hole in Bobby's game. There's nothing right now that you can look at in a negative light and say, I don't want Bobby Witt up in that situation, except the guy from the 816. I'll take Ohtani. Thanks, coach. Appreciate your support. Right,
and he's
there
in the National League.
Right, exactly. But so, either way, in all of baseball, I said, you want to take Ohtani? Fine. Take Shohei Ohtani.
No doubt.
I'll take my chances with Bobby Witt. Shohei Ohtani may hit one out of Dodger Stadium, but you know that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit in that situation. Imagine him up there with Gordo on third, right? Imagine him up there with Gordo on third. I know Salvi was up there. Salvi's a much better baseball player today than he was then.
Right.
But imagine him up there with Gordo on third. The Royals probably win, or they probably tie that game, right? They probably knock Alex Gordon in. We got a tie ball game, and we're looking at something wild and crazy potentially happening in 2014. Now, 15 may not happen, but they may win that thing in 14 if Bobby Witt Jr. is on that team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, Jersh just definitely doesn't have to send him. He just gives him the head nod.
Yeah.
Like when you see your buddy in the story, like, what's up?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But see, that's the other thing. What if Bobby Witt
Don't
hit
do
that
to me.
Ball that Gordon hit
Don't do
and busted
me.
It out of the box where Gordon didn't? That's an inside the park home run. I'm telling you what.
I don't know if we're going to bring Bob back down to earth today.
I'll tell you what. That's an inside-the-park home run.
I mean, if Eske can do it, Salvador Perez can do it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Man,
that's
I
right.
love this.
This is fun. This is what it's all about. I've told people all along, man, there's nothing better for a town than winning baseball. There's nothing better than winning baseball and having a superstar, and there's nothing better than winning baseball, having a superstar, and being woken up by the D-bags last night for the rest of baseball to watch. And you know who's liking this right now as much as anybody? Patrick Mahomes is sitting there with a
no
smile on
it.
His face.
Why
going,
do you think you really brought a TV to camp?
Yeah.
You think you brought it to play the game?
No. He wanted to watch Bobby Witt Jr.
That's right. He's
watching Bobby Witt Jr.
I'm telling you what, man. 16,275 attendance last night. I bet that number is 20,000 tonight because they want to see round two.
Now the pitch. And he lines it up the right field line. Fair. And it's going to rattle around in the corner. That means Witt will get to third base. Bobby Witt triples into the right field corner.
And Bobby Witt Jr. comes to the plate to a rousing ovation. And deservedly so. Bobby's 2-for-2 tonight with a triple and a double. He's got three consecutive three-hit games, and now he's got a chance for a fourth. Castro delivers. Slider drilled. High in the air. Deep left center field. Way out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. continues his surge. A three-run homer. He is unstoppable. His 18th home run of the season gives him his fourth consecutive three-hit game. This is utterly spectacular and ridiculous.
Bobby Witt Jr., that audio courtesy of 610 Sports Radio. You can hear all your Royals audio games, pre-fights, post-fights. Bobby Witt Jr., Cycle Watch on 610 Sports Radio. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Gentlemen, I'll lean into it. Your MVP of the 2024 season is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, there's no reason not to be Bobby Witt Jr., right? I mean, the guy is putting up numbers that are absolutely insane, and he's putting up incredible numbers at Kauffman Stadium, too, where we know it's impossible to hit, is what we've been told over the years.
Sure.
Right? It's very hard to hit at Kauffman Stadium. I think Bally's ran a stat last night that Bobby Witt's hitting like 410 or something like that at home at Kauffman Stadium, right around there, and that's the highest home batting average since like George Brett hit like 370 back in whenever he hit 370 at home at Kauffman Stadium. That's 40 points higher than the greatest baseball player in franchise history and one of maybe the top 5 or 10 baseball players of all time in George Brett. And Bobby Witt is now blowing his numbers out of the water. That should put you in the kind of perspective of where we are with this guy right now. He's just not doing nice things for Kansas City. He's doing amazing things across Major League Baseball, both currently and historically around Major League Baseball. And we know, Dusty, how much Major League Baseball loves to hold on to the past. I mean, with all these stats and everything. Mm-hmm. So it is relevant to bring that up, that Bobby Witt is doing stuff that we've never seen here in Kansas City before. He also has, if I'm not mistaken, like, I don't know, like a 30-hit lead on Aaron Judge, a 30-point lead in batting average over Aaron Judge, and he has gone, 10 of 12 since the All-Star break with 7 extra base hits and 5, you know, runs driven in and 7 runs scored. Like, we're looking at a guy that is putting up astronomical numbers right now and that is starting to take over the narrative in Major League Baseball. And when the Royals get into the postseason, Bobby Witt Jr. will be the number one reason why they got into the postseason. And quite honestly, doing what he's doing in Kansas City is a lot more difficult than doing what Aaron Judge is doing in New York, because you got Juan Soto in the lineup behind you in New York. You've got all the money in the world in New York to put this thing together, and Bobby Witt Jr. is doing it in Kansas City, where a lot of people don't want to give any credit to what's going on in Major League Baseball.
And to piggyback on your Bobby Witt, he's 12 for 15, 5 extra base hits, 6 RBI, and 7 runs scored. Bobby Witt Jr. leads the league in games played, 101. Yeah. Hadn't missed a game.
Right?
So he's everyday player at shortstop. He's leading the league. When I say league, he's leading baseball.
Right.
Major League Baseball. 82 runs scored. Leads Major League Baseball in hits, 137. He's got 27 doubles. He's 4 shy of his all-time record at 31 that he did back in 2022. He's got 10 home runs. His career high in home run, or I'm sorry, he's got 10 triples.
Mm-hmm.
His career high in triples is 11.
11,
he's
going
to shatter that.
Right.
He's got 18 home runs. Career high is 30, but he's probably going to hit anywhere from 25 to 27 home runs. 69 RBIs. Career high is 96. He's going to break that.
Mm-hmm.
22 stolen bases. So he's going to have another potential 30-30 year.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but he's definitely going to have 30 doubles. He could have 30 home runs. He could have 100 RBI, and he could have anywhere from 15 to 16 triples. He's all around, and he's going to have over 30 stolen bases. Where I don't like that Aaron Judge gets it, and the thing that I thought is Aaron Judge has played in 100 games. Mm-hmm. So he's not missed many. The only one he did miss was against the Royals when they came to town.
When they came to town, he missed that one game.
He set that first game. But Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. are two different types of players. And Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be the reason that Aaron Judge does not win the Triple Crown because he's going to hit a better average.
He's hitting 30 points higher than Aaron Judge right now. That is a very big deficit to make up with 60 games to go.
Now, Aaron Judge leads the league in home runs and RBI.
Okay, great.
That's 35-89.
Right.
Do we take into account that the ballpark matters? Does he still probably have 30 home runs if he plays somewhere else?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
And his slash line, he leads the entire league in OBP, slug, and OPS. But the OBP that Bobby Witt Jr. has is not that far behind. The slug is not that far behind. And the OPS, Bobby's at 979. Aaron Judge is at 111.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the significant difference is that where do you value more? Aaron Judge playing in a small sandbox in New York with amazing talent around him, or Bobby Witt Jr., where people could say, well, he's got Salvador Perez. Salvador Perez hasn't hit behind Bobby Witt Jr. all year except for one series.
Right.
I'm not saying that's a shot at Vinny Pasquantino.
No, not at all.
But Vinny Pasquantino ain't no Juan Soto.
But Vinny also has to take a pitch last night, too, when they're chanting Bobby, Bobby, yeah. Bobby for the curtain call. Vinny needs to step out the box, fix his gloves, take a pitch or something like that to let Bobby get that curtain call last night instead of popping that pitch up on the first one. Come on, Vinny, take a step out. Let Bobby get the curtain call, for God's sakes. But I think Bobby Witt Jr. is clearly, for me, the MVP of Major League Baseball. Who is the most valuable player to your team that is helping your team win games and get into the postseason? And are the Yankees a playoff team without Aaron Judge? I could make the case either way.
Yeah.
The Royals are not a playoff team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not a winning team without Bobby Witt Jr. They're not this organization without Bobby Witt Jr. right now. So you have to look at that and look at it and really break down the title MVP, most valuable player, the most valuable player to the team that is playing the best. Yankees aren't playing great baseball right now. Okay. They lost a lot of games over a 2-week stretch, right? They lost 13 of 16 or something like that. They're not in first place. Not that the Royals are, but the Royals' expectation versus the Yankees' expectation, what Bobby Witt is doing versus what Aaron Judge is doing. To me, the case is becoming clearer and clearer by the day that Bobby Witt truly is the most valuable player in baseball. And then you factor in the stolen bases, something that Aaron Judge doesn't do. Aaron Judge turns triples into singles where Bobby Witt turns singles into triples. I mean, when he hit that one into the corner last night, Ryan on TV says, let's see how far he can run. And you knew right away that was going to be a triple. There was no way Bobby Witt was going to stop at second base. Nobody runs the bases better than Bobby Witt. Nobody's more clutch than Bobby Witt. If you got a moment right now in Major League Baseball and you've got a guy on third in Game 7 of the World Series with two outs, who do you want coming to the plate in all of Major League Baseball? Are you giving me any other answer other than Bobby Witt?
No.
No, you're not. You're just not. Everybody in baseball would say, if I need one hit to win a game in the World Series, I want Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate. The man is hitting 340. He's hitting 410 at home. He puts the ball in play almost every time he's up there. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't waste at bats. You need one hit in this game. Who are you going to? The answer's Bobby Witt, and he keeps it simple.
I'm really just trying to keep it as simple as possible, just trying to see ball, hit ball. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but it's working, so I'm just going to keep doing that and just keep trying to get on the base pass, score some runs so we can win some ball games.
I mean, that's the advice I gave Nick Prado a few years ago, and it worked for him for a while. Matheny didn't like it, but it worked for a while for Nick Prado, and it's good to see Bobby Witt Jr. taking my advice. See ball, hit ball, and that's exactly what he's doing. And that ball must look like the size of, I don't know what, like
the
people
moon.
Always say the beach ball, you know, but I think it looks bigger than a beach ball.
The size of the moon currently right outside. Ooh. That you can still see. Not only that, but if baseball really wants to lean in on marketing itself in a way that they can that they haven't done in 20 years, 30 years,
yeah, this
lean
is the
into
guy.
This guy.
Lean
Why?
Into this guy.
Because this guy he actually becomes one of us.
Right.
It was actually kind of funny that some guy in the front row said, hit for the cycle or something, my first at bat. I think him right there. And then I was like, after the first three at bats, I'm like, dang, this dude needs to come to every game. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right, dude that called the cycle, you need to come back every single game.
He didn't call it because I choked at the end, but whatever.
I don't know that we would call it choke.
There yeah, you go, Joel. Yeah. Let him know they didn't choke. You got hit by a pitch because they couldn't get you out. And then your adrenaline's probably through the roof in that final at-bat you get in the bottom of the eighth. But look, man, I get it. Aaron Judge is one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. I'm not saying
he's
that he's
phenomenal
not.
Phenomenal baseball player.
But it's about wins above replacement. It's about who you are for your team. And when you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. does, he literally does everything. Yep. Defense, speed, average, power, and he plays every freaking game.
And he plays shortstop, and he plays the most important position, and he's doing it all. There's not a hole in Bobby's swing. There's not a hole in Bobby's game. There's nothing right now that you can look at in a negative light and say, I don't want Bobby Witt up in that situation, except the guy from the 816. I'll take Ohtani. Thanks, coach. Appreciate your support.
And he's in the National League.
Right, exactly. But so, either way, in all of baseball, I said, you want to take Ohtani? Fine. Take Shohei Ohtani.
No doubt.
I'll take my chances with Bobby Witt. Shohei Ohtani may hit one out of Dodger Stadium, but you know that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit in that situation. Imagine him up there with Gordo on third, right? Imagine him up there with Gordo on third. I know Salvi was up there. Salvi's a much better baseball player today than he was then. Right. But imagine him up there with Gordo on third. The Royals probably win, or they probably tie that game, right? They probably knock Alex Gordon in. We got a tie ball game, and we're looking at something wild and crazy potentially happening in 2014. Now, 15 may not happen, but they may win that thing in 14 if Bobby Witt Jr. is on that team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, Jersh just definitely doesn't have to send him. He just gives him the head nod. Yeah. Like when you see your buddy in the store, like, what's up?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But that's the other thing. What if Bobby Witt busted it out of the box where Gordon didn't? That's an inside the park home run. I'm telling you what.
I don't know if we're going to bring Bob back down to earth today.
I'll tell you what. That's an inside the park home run.
I mean, if Vesky can do it, Salvador Perez can do it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Man,
that's
I
right.
love this.
This is fun. This is what it's all about. I've told people all along, man, there's nothing better for a town than winning baseball. There's nothing better than winning baseball and having a superstar. And there's nothing better than winning baseball, having a superstar, and being woken up by the D-bags last night for the rest of baseball to watch. And you know who's liking this right now as much as anybody? Patrick Mahomes is sitting there with a smile on his face.
Why do you think you really brought a TV to camp?
Yeah.
You think you brought it to play the game?
No. He wanted to watch Bobby Witt Jr.
That's right. He's
watching Bobby Witt Jr.
I'm telling you what, man. 16,275 attendance last night. I bet that number is 20,000 tonight because they want to see round two.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.